This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Taco Bell.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah,
that was all it. Right. Well, you know, every day is a funny, interesting day. And since we've been talking about food so much, today's a pig in a blanket day.
Oh. Is pig in a blanket a pancake wrapped around a hot dog?
I thought it was bacon wrapped around a hot dog.
No.
Oh, I thought it was like some kind of dough wrapped around a hot dog.
That's, you get the
like
Pillsbury
yeah.
things.
Oh.
Why am I the one that knows this?
I don't know.
And
I
you,
know.
They come wrapped in a little tube thing.
Yeah.
And you pull them off, wrap it around the little hot dog, and you bake them. And it's
like a dough.
Baked on bun.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Look.
Let me see.
Yeah. Bryn just found them.
Those look delicious. Those look like small hot dogs.
Yeah, they are.
So, I'll try that. Maybe I'll make that tonight.
All about pig in a blanket on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
It's pig in a blanket day. I mean, should be done.
By you make it tonight, you'll text John and say, look into this pig in the blanket phenomenon.
Let's figure that out. No, I have to make dinner all the time now because he's working in the yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Speaking of food, Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps are loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown. So if you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
Oh, my God. I
what?
Meant to say this right when I got in. Look out for speed traps, everybody.
Oh,
speaking
a lot of, them
of
out
the
there?
Morning before the morning, 4 a.m. out there in the dark, hiding with the radar guns. I was like,
they didn't get you, though.
No, but I was just... I'm passing it like, oh, come on. It's 4 a.m. and you're hiding in the dark getting people. Like what? Was it too rainy this winter? You didn't get enough people and now you got to get them.
Maybe.
Get them early on in the spring. Like, ugh.
Got a quota
was that?
To meet.
Where was that?
This was on 17.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, it's the same thing. They're doing it on 280 too.
Oh.
You haven't seen that? Oh, I guess you wouldn't see that.
Yeah,
280, right. Full on speed traps. They're everywhere, everybody.
Right.
Get.
All right.
Like back in business with the. They were gone for a while. And now I'm realizing it was weather related.
Nah, nobody wants to pull anybody over in the rain.
Well, right.
Put their rain gear on. Celebrity Trash brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Let's see where to begin. How about this? There's been some bad press in the airline industry lately. There was the stuff with United Airlines, the doctor who got dragged off, the scorpion, and then there was just recently this lady who was holding her baby, and the flight attendant hit her with the stroller and almost hit the baby.
Well, I guess she was trying to push two kids in a stroller through the aisle, and it didn't fit. And so this flight attendant tried to help her and clunked her on the noggin or something, and then the other passengers got involved, and the cameras came out.
Right. Because I didn't see the actual hitting, so I don't think anyone was taping that, but I did see this woman holding a baby and just sobbing.
The cameras came out after the incident.
Still, not good press.
No.
You know, some people probably enjoyed what happened on this airline. It's a Delta story. But all I could picture was Vinny on this flight. Like, what would Vinny do?
Okay, let me hear it. I'll tell you.
It's a whole new kind of airline torture.
A whole new
kind
of airline torture.
This was a flight from Tampa to L.A. And the patrons on the flight were treated to a live Kenny G performance.
Oh, God.
The flight crew... was risk. And this, look, you know, I'm all for people doing charitable things. And I, you know, there's so many good causes out there. But man, there is nothing worse than when they hit you up to give on a flight. That I actually find that super annoying.
Wait. So Kenny G starts playing, and that was an effort to get money out of the people.
Kenny G said, if we come up with $2,000 as a collective on this plane, I will give you a free live smooth jazz concert. And that somehow raised the $2,000. It's a mystery to me, too. There must have been one dude on there who was like a full-on huge Kenny G fan. Because I would have been like, I'm going to take money out of that.
Yeah, I'd start. Don't do it. Don't. Right.
So the flight crew was raising money for the American Cancer Society, which,
how are you going to turn that down?
It's nice that they're raising the money. I just hate getting hit up on planes. I feel like, Jesus, I already spent all the kind of, why don't you give $5 from my ticket price to your charity of choice?
And you're trapped.
Right, like, and they're looking at you. Right, I mean, if someone wanted, then you're just like, oh, so now I'm the a-hole who didn't put a buck in. Anyway, the flight crew was raising money. So he gets up, he goes, I will play my saxophone if you help them hit their goal of $2,000.
Trippy that he carries his horn onto the plane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm guessing in the overhead bin.
Mm-hmm. That's
not trusting
carry-on,
that to
right.
The, right. And there were enough smooth jazz fans on the board to get it done. So, you know, I was also thinking that maybe he just always wants to play all the time and he kicked in the final amount.
Oh, how funny.
Because you should see this video of him. Brittany, do you have it ready to go? So he walks all the way down the aisle.
Oh,
and
he may have paid for the whole thing.
That's what I was thinking. Like, did he kick in too? Or was this his way of not donating? Like, I'll donate my amazing talents. Or did he put it over the top to make sure? So he's walking down the aisle. And he's playing his... And you got to watch the eye contact that he makes with these people. Like, it's actually creepy. And as he walks by them, especially toward the end, because he's coming toward the person who's holding the camera. And he's, you know, he's all pursed-lipped, you know, playing his straight sax.
Everybody's holding their phone, too.
Everyone's got their phone up. But then as the guy moves past the dude who's holding the camera, he totally makes eye contact. Super creepy. Like he's, you know, mid. Can you play it for Vinny? Do you have? Yeah, show him this video. So here he is coming down the line. See how he looks at each person, and he's just.
Everybody's phone is out.
And he's going back and forth, just looking at them. And it goes. I mean, this is. It's like a 5-minute long video. He goes the whole length of the plane. He's all dressed in black. He pauses at each seat to give everybody a little trill. Okay, now he's getting up to the guy with the camera. Watch the eye contact. Hey. And then he moves on. And now watch the people as he walks by them. They're all just like that dude's not happy. That chick's over it. It's like he's walking down the aisle at a wedding. You know that hesitation step where you step one and then put your feet together and then step two and put your feet together?
You know, I hate to say it. A lot of people like it. They're all have their phones out. Would I like it? No. So to answer your question, your start, I would not like it. But they seem to like it. People like stuff.
Sure.
That's a moment they'll get to say, hey, I raised some money for... So I don't know. It does seem super bogus, though. You are trapped on that plane, and you did pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And now they want some more money out of you.
Is it worse than a screaming baby?
And they're threatening you with Kenny G. No, that's bad. I actually think Kenny G is better than a screaming baby.
Right.
Barely. He's like,
well, you can go to sleep to Kenny G.
Right, that's true. You could actually close your eyes and be like, go ahead, Kenny, just keep walking.
What was the cause again?
American Cancer Society. Cancer,
okay. It's super hard to argue with.
Great. Yeah, yeah. Except that I'm on a flight, man. You don't know what I give in my real life. You gotta hit me up on the plane when I'm trapped here. I don't know. It's like when get it. Who cares? Everybody give generously. What am I bitching about? God. I just hate being hit up. That's all. And do you have to be standing right outside the grocery store? Like, right there? Like, I gotta actually sidle along your table to get out of your way while you're looking at me, judging me the whole time?
Which guy are you tripping on?
Just read this animal rescue thing, which I'm like... please get off of me. It's fine. I get it.
Wow.
It's a good cause. But do you have to set up where I literally have to walk sideways to get around your table? Like, come on.
Well, yeah.
Got my groceries. My groceries. I got things to do. I didn't even want to be shopping in the first place. That's John's job. Jesus.
Whoa.
Him give to you.
He's in the backyard.
I know.
He's doing it, everything else for
making
you.
All my dreams come true.
What do you do, Sarah?
Wow.
Not a whole lot.
We just had a Scott Capurro moment.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's out next week. You guys seeing that or what?
Hell yeah, we're seeing it.
When are you seeing it?
Well, we can't say anything else.
What?
Super strict. There's a lot
of
rules.
I thought you weren't even supposed to say if you were seeing it or not.
Well, we already said that last week. I mean, we are going to see it eventually. Hopefully it'll be before the film comes out.
Tune That'd in. Be nice.
Yeah.
There's Would no point in seeing it.
Oh, no, you could. Here's the screening after the day after it comes out.
We got like a 2-page thing of rules for this film, so we just have to.
Wow, really?
Is it that bad?
No, it's just they're very strict with it.
Because they think it's going to be really good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Such a big release.
Yeah, that and Star Wars. You know. Films like that.
What's the movie you were telling me about?
The Beguiled. The
one
we watched
my
a trailer
God.
For.
We watched a
Here,
trailer.
I'll put that on these.
I never heard
put
of
that
it.
Up too. Put that up too. It's Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, looks like it's set in Georgia in the 1800s. It looks like it's maybe a home for girls and something really bad goes down. It's such a creepy trailer. If you have a site, where are you putting it?
On the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right. Yeah, take a look at that. But no, it was the other movie you were saying that they wouldn't let you go to any of the screenings, and we think it's because the movie's going to suck.
So this is what the big movie that's supposed to come out this week is called The Circle. And it's Tom Hanks and Hermione from, I don't know her name.
Emma Watson.
All right, so everyone's talking, everyone's freaking out. So I called me, Brennan, used to have to talk about the films all the time, and I'm like, hey, I called the movie studio 3 times. Finally, they call me back. They say, we have 2 tickets for you for the screening. I said, okay, when and where is it? They said, you're invited to the premiere in New York on Thursday.
Oh, so you're going?
I'm like...
So we'll see you next week.
I'm like, even if we fly out, we couldn't fly back in time to review it on the air anyway. It's such a bad time.
So this we think this movie might stink.
Yeah, it's premiering at Tribeca Film Festival. I mean, we get to go with Tom Hanks and Hermione, but I was like...
How's it possible that it could stink?
Is it going wide release, or why is it at Tribeca?
There's no screenings.
Didn't you say the book was excellent?
I really enjoyed the book. I'm surprised to hear that it
When
stinks.
Tom Hanks does a book to a film, often it ends up being terrible. I mean, look at all those Da Vinci Code ones.
They
didn't, horrible.
They weren't nearly as good as they should have been, that's for sure.
I agree. They're fine.
Are they?
No, they're not that.
I've seen worse movies. I didn't see the Angels and Demons one. I just saw
Da
Vinci
Inferno?
Code. No, I didn't see
Inferno? No. That was an F.
Oh.
F minus.
That's too bad. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
F minus.
It hits theaters next week. The soundtrack came out this past, what?
We forgot to find out. You ran out of here on Friday to go have a big meeting in L.A.
Oh,
and that's
true.
Why you couldn't be there for Mo Mandel. What happened?
I just did a loop over San Jose
and came back.
What do you mean
the exact time?
So I flew down for a meeting with a guy who's a kind of big mover and shaker in Hollywood.
What's his name?
Mover and shaker.
His name is Tyler. Tyler Zachariah.
Where's his music friend?
Anyway, we talked a lot about movies and projects and Olive and other things and picked his brains for a long time. He spent 2.5 hours with me, and then I jumped on a plane and came home and... He said it would keep the conversation open and
Oh, so it wasn't
continue.
A hard no.
It wasn't a hard no, but it
What do you want to do with Olive now? Are you past the point where you want to do a theatrical release? You want to do something else with it?
I haven't even started talking.
That's your cue to talk
about. Yeah, you're new.
There's some ideas, some ways of releasing it that aren't traditional. So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to go to the theaters, but it still could. I mean,
can you sell it to Netflix?
I was just going to say, can you throw that on their doorstep like a newspaper?
Just run like a baby in a basket.
Throw it out there and just keep driving and hope for the best.
Well, that's a good suggestion. I'll consider that. Thank you guys for that.
Well, Netflix
it's pretty obvious, you know. Yeah. But anyway, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. It was a good meeting, and hoping and praying for the best.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck with Olive.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for your support and constant checking in on all my projects.
Back to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's in theaters next week, and the soundtrack came out on Friday. And the last song on it features David Hasselhoff rapping. So I was like, Brent, you got to find this. Were you able to locate?
Yes, I was.
All right.
You ready for it?
Yes, I am.
Here it is.
Zadu Hasufrau. I'm stating the audience, the obvious here, but there's a huge difference between rapping and just kind of speaking in
rhythm.
That
sounds like Monster Mash.
Yeah. would you consider that to be a rap? Because I don't.
No.
So there he is, rapping. It's called Guardians Inferno. James Gunn, the director of the movie, wrote the lyrics, and he wanted David Hasselhoff on it because I guess that Peter Quill, is that Star-Lord?
It is, yeah.
It's one of his childhood heroes, apparently, is David Hasselhoff. And he's one of the director's heroes, too. David Hasselhoff said, I asked James why he chose me. He said when I was 8 years old, I saw a show called Knight Rider. And since that day, I've always wanted to meet you and kind of live by the laws of the Knight Rider.
What?
I don't know, man. It's just that's why he's on this thing. So we also just find out that Miley Cyrus has a secret role in the movie.
She does?
Peter, let's see, what's the guy's name? James Gunn. He said she does the voice of the character Mainframe, which is an AI system, so be listening for her as well. In the comics, Mainframe's an evolved technology that's actually an alternative version of Vision. You can ask your nerdiest friend to explain that one. It says so right here. Hooman, got an explanation? You are my nerdiest friend.
I have to do a little research on
that. Oh, right.
No, even our nerdiest friend doesn't know.
Yeah. I'll get back to you on.
Call Tyler, ask him. The conversation's open, right?
Oh, Tyler's. Yeah, let me I don't have much more to say on that.
I didn't take Bill O'Reilly long. He is going to be...
Hold on, can I ask one more
sure,
question?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Do you hug Tyler... What's his name?
The creator.
Zachariah. Tyler Zachariah.
Tyler Zachariah. Do you guys hug in parting, or is it a handshake? How's that go?
It was the half handshake, half hug. You know,
the bro
one?
Hug.
The bro hug, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. After 2.5 hours, I felt like we got to that level.
Oh, so you went in for it.
I did, yeah. He was happy with just a handshake, but I did the full wraparound with the left arm.
And leg.
Well, that's a little too much.
Too advanced. This guy spent 2.5 hours with you, huh? What did you talk about the whole time?
He was the executive producer for Martin Scorsese's last film, Silence.
Oh.
And we talked about the financing he raised for that and his other projects that he's got going on, and then told him about Olive and some other things, and he was really interested and said, you know, a lot of complimentary things.
So he's seen Olive?
He hasn't seen it. No, he hasn't seen it. I haven't given it to him. I just wanted to talk.
You didn't hand it to him in parting?
No. If he wants to see it, we'll watch it together. I'll sit next to him and stare at him while he watches it.
Oh, that's a great idea. That would be super
comfortable. That's not uncomfortable at all.
Sure.
That's how it felt when we went to the screening of Olive, like Hooman just watching us all for our reactions.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
I'll do it. Yeah, you've mentioned that every time. Thanks.
Well, I mean, that's sort of I'm in it. And I'm not happy with my performance and would like to cut it again if I could. You kind of rushed
me
through
that. Might
be
a little late for that.
Right.
He did let us just do one take.
Your voice has probably changed since then. Vinny.
Probably.
Yeah. It's dropped a little.
My vocal cords are 5 years older now, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is it five?
Or six?
I thought it was 2010 he did it.
All right, let's not talk about that. I feel like... Don't you have...
When did you do it? Tell me when...
2012 is when it came out.
Oh, 2012.
Came out!
Came out in 2012, so you shot it the year before?
Well, it came out December 2011.
So. What do you mean it came out?
Came out December of 2011?
Came out means it played in the theater in L.A. to qualify for the Academy Awards.
In December? That was a long time after you... Right, the thing
stop.
Is, we're, it's 12
stop.
Years old.
Okay, back to you, Sarah.
Thank you. Just don't want to, you know, step on human's toes. Bill O'Reilly is already, everyone. He's bringing back his No Spin News podcast. He announced Saturday night on his website that the first episode exclusive to his subscribers is going to air, it looks like, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The podcast will mark the first time O'Reilly has spoken out since releasing a statement regarding his ouster from Fox News after sexual harassment claims led to his show losing over two dozen advertisers. Don't worry about him. He's making about $25 million bucks. And he called the exit tremendously disheartening. The quote is, "It's extremely disheartening that we part ways due to completely unfounded claims. But that is the unfortunate reality many of us in the public eye must live with today. I will always look back on my time at Fox with great pride and the unprecedented success we achieved and with my deepest gratitude to all my dedicated viewers. I wish only the best for Fox News." Looks like Tucker Carlson is going to be replacing O'Reilly, at least for now, in the regular 8 p.m. time slot. I think that's also Eastern time because I usually see him earlier. And they're just calling it The Factor now.
You watch that guy?
I've seen him, sure.
Okay.
Turn it to Fox. See what the hell they're talking about. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I'll let you know if you're about to marry the wrong person.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's ahead important, of time. Right?
Yes.
So that's why I thought I'd do that story and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Indeed.com. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a big announcement about the culinary stage at Bottle Rock. Yes, it's a whole stage of culinary delights. And we have a big announcement about it coming up at 8. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Indeed.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life with Provident Credit Union. So we'll begin with the Warriors real quick. They won in Portland, so they went up 3-0 on, that was Saturday night. They play again tonight at 7:30. So that's where you'll find me tonight. I'm looking forward to Survivor this week, though, too.
Oh, my God, me too.
Just as a TV evening thing.
Do you watch Silicon Valley?
No.
You'd love it.
I've seen it. I just haven't stayed with it.
The season premiere was last night. And
right.
Hooman was over, so we didn't get to watch it, but I'm going to watch it tonight with my family.
Yeah, we're going to watch it. There was two episodes, I believe. And they were doing a marathon over the weekend.
Oh.
But
so
we
you
had
guys
to
love
watch.
It.
Yeah,
oh, I love
so
it.
So funny.
It has gotten so crazy good.
It's hilarious, yeah.
It's so up and down, though. Like, it stresses me out sometimes.
I know.
But we watched Billions last night, which is another great show.
Oh.
It's on Showtime.
I mentioned Breaking Bad earlier, mm-hmm. and people wrote in on the text about it. But that's one of the when you say it's so up and down, isn't Silicon Valley a comedy?
It is.
It is.
But it's a thread. It's a full, you know, thread with this guy trying to get his, you know, Pied Piper thing to market and how he figures it all out. And just the hijinks. It's crazy. And that Ehrlich Bachman. What is that show without? I love every character on there. They're so great. And just the crazy CEOs and the crazy, you know, heads of companies in Silicon Valley.
It's
you know,
everything
it's all based
you would think
on real.
Silicon
oh, my
Valley
God.
Would
it's,
be.
And then some. It's awesome.
Well, I brought up the Breaking Bad because that show creates anxiety. That show will make you like cringe, and I even stopped watching it I forgot I was watching it actually last night. I went, I got nothing to watch. Oh yeah.
I'll pick up Breaking Bad.
I'll go back to that. But it creates that anxiety where you go, I...
And how do you go to bed after that?
Well,
sometimes
that's
shows...
that's why that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's anxiety. That's that crunchy, like, arr.
I feel like that's when I've got to just, like, commit myself, just sit down and watch it, because people rave about that show.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, the Warriors. They won, and they play again tonight.
And you'll be watching them.
Hey, I wanted to mention this. I went to the bathroom just a minute ago. Oh. You didn't need to hear that part, but that's where we have the news station from down the hall is on in our in the men's room here.
Yeah. Ours, too.
And they're... Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And they were reporting that it's snowing in Tahoe.
Oh.
Chain requirements are up.
Oh, it is pretty gloomy out there right now.
And I just thought that is unbelievable.
It is crazy.
Late season snowfall in Tahoe,
it
everyone.
It is just ongoing.
So there's that. Also wanted to mention sort of another quick sports note. Mm-hmm. The NFL draft is this week. I know your husband works for the Patriots. Yeah. He's always been...
He's very busy letting them know what he thinks the pick should be.
I remember
such a busy weekend.
One year you do?
Yeah. Well, my niece and her band are going to be in town, and we've got just a bunch of stuff going on. It's a busy week this week.
And the draft.
Throw that on top and woo! Poor John, how's he going to get it all done?
Didn't your husband and your brother meet at the draft one year to watch it actually happen in live?
They went, you know, it's funny, we actually went to New York City one time and they couldn't get near the place. So they just hung out like in a sports bar and me and my sister just kind of trolled around. Mm. But they have, like, my brother's come to my house, my husband's flown to my brother's house, so they can sit and watch together. You know, they're just, but they still just watch it.
So I do report it because it is that important to some people.
And most people really have, I would have no idea it was even going on if it wasn't for the level at my house. Like, that is on our radar.
I like football. I've watched it since I was a little kid. Yep. I can't get the energy for what.
Right.
For
in a way, I'm actually, you like college ball enough that I would not be surprised to hear that you were into the draft, because then at least you know all those players.
You know what, though? I didn't like college football forever because I just thought it was super corrupt, which it turns out it is pretty corrupt. But when I lived in Oregon, in Eugene, and was around a college sort of experience, that's how I got into it.
Right. Everybody's into it.
And it is fun.
Yeah.
And it's a good game to watch. Also seems a little corrupt, but whatever.
Right.
What do I know?
It does. Everything you hear about it, though. Boy, yeah. These student athletes.
So, you know, marriage, it's a big deal.
Yes, it is, Vincent.
The people who've done it seem to really like it.
Not all of them.
Well.
Well, these two do.
Yeah, we do.
Very few who do it actually never do it again.
That's true.
Most who've done it seem to, and had it go wrong, seem to do it again.
Right.
I'll get it right this time.
This time, I've grown. I've learned from my mistakes.
I'm going to let you decide. This is advice from relationship experts. Before walking down the aisle, they say, here's how to know if you're about to marry the wrong person.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You're caught up in the idea of them. You like the idea of being with the person more than actually being with the person.
The idea of them.
Right. You give yourself intellectual reasons that you are great together while not really enjoying their company or your close relationship. I could see that, especially people of a certain age group do start to convince themselves, right? Mm.
Like this person has potential and my family really likes them.
And I'm 30 something.
They put this huge rock on my hand. Right.
I gotta get this.
Or maybe he's nice looking. He has a great job. Nice family. I love him.
Yeah. I mean, he loves me.
But I'm not in love with him. Mm.
Well, you don't have to admit that to yourself until after you're married.
Oh, is that when it happens?
Apparently so.
Well, you hear about arranged marriages and that they work because the people who get together, they build a life together and they're not caught up in the romance of it all and they don't have a letdown when things become normal.
Right.
They don't have that, the heat is fading, this is awful, we're coming undone.
Their parents have put them together in a partnership that they knew was coming their whole life and this is what it is and here we go.
So I don't know if that's...
I guess because our idea of, you know, we got this whole like love and we meet and we fall in love and everything's
Disney,
flowers.
Dude.
Right. Mm. It's all princesses and, right. and
Prince Charming.
You know,
I'm seeing
novels.
It. I never even watched all those, but I see it now and I'm like, oh my goodness.
The expectations
sold.
Are high.
It is sold young.
But when your expectations are that my parents are going to find me a suitable match and there's no arguing with dad and mom about this, then...
Well, and my point in bringing that up is I think sometimes people's expectations are so high. Content isn't awful.
No.
If you found someone that, you know, hey, we get along, we have a good life together, it's all good. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, people need drama.
Well, they want to be on fire with love.
They want their love to be like every movie, which, you know, even in the movies, you know, 6 months go by and they're just in a regular relationship, hopefully content.
Anyway. Here's how you know you're about to marry the wrong person. You're right. Caught up in the idea of them. You are hoping for a change.
Oh, that they will change.
Some people look to marriage as if it is a fairy tale that fixes all of the flaws in the relationship.
Hmm.
That your significant other will now become this romantic, giving partner after the wedding. Which I think we all...
That's not how it works.
Realize that. That couldn't be further from a possibility.
So I guess what this relationship expert is saying is take a good hard look at it.
Snap
take the rose-colored glasses off and really take a look at what you're doing here. What are you doing?
You're working also on the list. I'm kind of over this. This seems like no-brainer stuff.
Yeah, keep going. I like it.
You're working overtime on convincing yourself about marrying. The biggest sign that you're marrying the wrong person is that you have to convince yourself that he or she is the one for you. You resort to talking up your future partner in your head to attempt to persuade yourself you're making the right choice.
You know, though, that one might not be. To me, that's not necessarily a red flag because you're so nervous about getting married anyway and throwing your lot in that you are constantly thinking about this person. And, you know, I mean, I'd be totally lying if I didn't say to myself... I was like, am I doing the right thing? Is this the guy for me? You know, what if he's not? You know, oh, no, he's perfect. He's great. He's wonderful. He's this. He's that. I mean, I you have to convince yourself because it's a big thing to walk down the aisle. So I don't necessarily think that's, I mean, unless you in your heart of hearts know he's just awful.
How long were you engaged?
Forever.
What do you mean forever?
Like 2 years.
That's
well,
not forever. That was engaged for 7 years.
I was engaged for 14 years.
For 14 years.
Not nearly as long as you said.
It's all good.
I'm surprised you give me so much crap, Sarah.
Why?
Because it hasn't been 2 years for me yet.
Yeah, we're all surprised, Sarah, that you do that.
Thanks.
What's the matter with your voice?
Yeah, what is the matter with your voice?
It's going. I don't know why.
Did you rage this weekend?
I did. I went to a wedding.
The wedding.
What happened? Yeah.
Where was it?
Livermore.
Whose wedding?
It's like really hard to talk right now.
Well, that's why we're going to keep you talking.
Here the whole time.
Where's your theme music, buddy?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, speaking of, people love the theme music.
Do they?
Just love it. Yeah.
Whose wedding was it?
Love it.
My boy Denny's wedding. This is rough.
You're hurting me.
I know.
Yikes.
Like,
don't make him talk, you guys.
Here.
So this was Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Where was
it? Did you just get ripped? Did you stay in Livermore?
I did stay in Livermore.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. At the hotel. It was great.
We got on the elevator this morning, and his eyes were just so puffy. And he's like, oh, are my eyes puffy? I'm like, they are. And I guess that everybody there was... There was something in the air. Like
it was an outdoor wedding. So.
Oh. Allergy.
Pollen or whatever.
It's been
a lot of pollen.
Crazy, the pollen this year. Oy.
I've purchased Claritin this time around.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Still, yeah, because, you know, my eyes water a lot. So I bought the Claritin, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Did you try to catch the bouquet or the garter?
No, I wasn't.
Who would do that?
Wasn't even close for that.
Do you try to do that?
I catch the garter every time, yeah.
Oh.
Try
to. Do you like to...
Is that what you like going to weddings?
No, I mean, I like to see the, you know, if it's the right match, I like to see the love.
Well, what's the tradition with catching the garter?
You're supposed to be the next person to get married.
And so you want that?
No, I just like to, you know, compete.
Who turned into a kung
well,
fu
why
fighter.
Not let the person, someone else who does want to get married, get that good grace?
Because there's also the tradition of all grab all the single guys. All right, guys, it's your opportunity. And then when you're there, you might as well just go for it. I mean, I guess I could just stand in the back.
Yeah,
and be a
alligator
party
arm that thing and let somebody who really wants it get the thing.
He really wants it.
It's clear.
I want to win the prize.
What's the prize again?
Just being number one at the wedding. Hmm. Being the most awesome guest at the wedding.
Wow.
Do you have any toasts, Bryn?
I didn't know.
Oh, his theme music runs for you too.
What was your role at the wedding?
My role was just being a good friend. I actually made the mix for their surprise dance.
You made a mixtape for them?
Like, you know how they surprise the bride with some like goofy...
I don't.
Choreographed
Tell us what you did
dance.
Exactly. Take your time. Just
no,
explain
I just
it.
Put together a few songs. At this point, they could transition and have... He's going to bust out in this song, and then
You're saying the groom and his groomsmen yeah, did a dance
a
for...
A surprise dance. God, this is painful.
I know.
Tell us about the surprise dance and your role in it.
It's a lot easier this way.
Did you have choreographed moves that you had to do to this?
I didn't do any. Damn it.
Oh, were you one of the groomsmen?
No. This is the New Orleans bachelor party. That I went for.
Oh, so, it was his wedding here.
Yeah.
Tell us about your dance moves. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. God, oh, wow, this is ridiculous. It wasn't this bad this last night.
Or even this morning.
I know.
We talked extensively this
morning.
What's
one of those things called, those surprise dance things that happen?
Surprise dance.
Like a money flash dance mob?
Yeah,
kind of
did you do a flash mob?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh.
I ate a lot, though, as you guys know.
And drank a lot.
Are you still drunk right now?
No, I'm not. I didn't drink that much.
That was Saturday.
It was 2 days ago. He had a whole day to sober up.
You okay?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Well, anyway, I'll move on to my next story. I forgot what we were even talking about.
The marriage thing you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I said we toss every story to Bryn. See his thoughts on it.
No, it's making my throat hurt just
hearing
him.
He sounds awful.
I think it's important.
Do you want some tea? I'll get you some tea.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get some hot water at the break. Yeah, I'll get some myself. Thanks.
I didn't know the allergy season had turned on so heavy. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. All I know is everybody I know has been going down with the stomach flu. Oh. The 24
hasn't
hour.
Hasn't hit you though, huh?
No, I've been, I mean, yeah. Yes.
What is Anita's reaction to your shenanigans at these weddings?
My shenanigans?
Yeah.
What do you mean? The wedding was fun and
was
beautiful.
Was
we had
them.
A great time.
Was she drunk too?
No, she was super, you know, in control.
Just the opposite.
How's her voice today?
Her voice is, I'm sure it's fine. She was telling me yesterday, you're losing it. And I'm like, oh, I kind of am. And now I just realize I really did lose it. Wow.
Sarah mentioned the fight that went down on the American Airlines flight earlier. So I thought I'd do the story real quick, as we've seen a couple incidents in the air recently. This one happened on an American flight from San Francisco to Dallas on Friday night. A woman tried to get on the plane with her two young children in a stroller. It didn't fit down the aisle, so the male flight attendant took it away from her. Somehow, in the process of taking it from her, the guy hit the woman in the face with the stroller.
Like trying to lift it up and out of the way or something?
And almost hit the baby. So that happens. The woman starts crying. Someone on the plane starts filming, and another passenger jumped in and demanded the flight attendant's name. The flight attendant got in his face.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
And they were this close to fighting until a pilot came out and broke it up.
Wow.
American Airlines quickly put out an apology, and they say the flight attendant has been suspended while they investigate.
Mm.
So that's the story.
Right.
That you had brought up earlier.
There's video of the aftermath, but I don't know if there is, but I haven't seen any video of the actual stroller strike.
This is a fun story.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Is it more fun than Bryn's voice?
Well, I'll let you decide. There's a 32-year-old guy named Modaparthi Vamshi Krishna.
Oh.
From Hyderabad, India. Wait.
Hyderabad.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it?
I've heard that name on the news, yeah.
You have?
Sure.
Had you heard this story about Madhavpathy Vanshi Krishna?
I know. This is the first time I'm hearing about Vanshi Krishna.
All right.
Madhavpathy Vanshi.
Madhavpathy Vanshi Krishna from Hyderabad, India. He's married, but he also has an online girlfriend about 400 miles away.
Oh.
Who didn't know about his wife.
Oh. Did the wife know about the girlfriend?
I don't think so. Yeah. She has been pressuring him to meet up.
Mm.
Let's do this.
Yeah. We're sick of our virtual relationship.
According to the story, he didn't really want to get together with her, but he couldn't afford a plane ticket. So here's his plan. He forged a plane ticket for her, and then right before her flight last Saturday, he emailed a bomb hoax to the airport. So her flight was canceled.
The flight she didn't have.
Right. And the problem was solved. Correct? The cops were able to trace the email to him within a few days, and he was just arrested and could be facing up to 5 years in prison.
They take that stuff seriously.
And now his wife and online girlfriend know about each other.
Oh, that's great. Bringing people together with bomb threats. Yeah, that's a...
How's that?
That's a fun story, Ben, as you mentioned at the outset.
Yeah. It's a little surprise.
Oh, that's our dude.
Oh, this is Vanshi Budapest. What's his name?
No. Madhavpathy
Vanshi Krishna has two women, and that's what he looks like.
He's adorable. Ish. Oh, should I hold? Oh, we don't have the cameras today.
Yeah.
I was going to hold it up for the
cameras.
Oh, so they're not up?
They're not up.
No, Vaughn's out today.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's
Vanessa
what she
had
just
stayed
did.
For a little while to teach Ethan. But she had to go, and so I let him go.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't really get to meet Ethan. So Ethan's our new dude. He's going to be around?
Yes.
All right, cool. I walked down there to introduce myself. Empty
Gonzo.
Room.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon.
Oh. Huh. That's adorable.
How do you like that?
I like it a lot.
If you buy ketchup that's labeled fancy, that legally means it's thicker than other ketchup.
Fancy. Oh. Is Heinz fancy ketchup?
I think so.
I've never noticed that before.
That's pretty thick. I don't want any watery ketchup.
Ugh. No.
I have to say, a lot of places will make their own ketchup. I'm like, don't bother. I just want, give me Heinz.
Yeah. Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English.
Oh.
Number two, The Simpsons.
Oh, boy, they're not learning from great sources.
The Dallas Cowboys were the first team to sell nachos at their stadium. Howard Cosell ate them and talked about them during a slow Monday night football game there in 1978. And from that point on, other stadiums also started selling the stadium nacho.
Wow. Is that the rise in popularity of the nacho?
I do like it. I make them at home all the time.
I should make them. I do like a nacho, but I never wind up doing it.
Just lay the corn chips out, throw some beans and cheese on top of that.
Mm. Right.
Something hot. Whatever.
Sounds delicious. Yeah, make that sound.
Hey, can I say one thing?
I got to make dinner tonight. I got to figure out what I'm making.
One thing about The Simpsons, I used to teach English a long time ago.
What?
But to some Chinese executives that had problems communicating with their employees because they only spoke proper English. And what we would do is we'd sit around and watch The Simpsons, and they'd learn slang from watching, American slang
from
watching
Simpsons. So you speak Chinese?
I don't speak Chinese, but I would say, we'd watch The Simpsons, and I'd say, okay, explain to me what was just said there. And we'd go back and forth, and we'd have dialogues about The Simpsons. Oh. So that they could understand American slang.
But when they had an intricate question that they could probably better relay in Chinese, you were like, I can't help you.
Well, I couldn't. They would never ask. Obviously, they knew I couldn't speak Chinese. And you were more lasted like 3 months.
Like a grammar interpreter more than a...
More like a conversational...
I see, coach.
Yeah, coach.
How'd you get this gig?
Somebody asked me to do it for some Chinese guys that came to town. I said, sure, why the heck not? And after like 3 months, I'm like,
I don't know. I would say, why the heck not? I don't speak Chinese. There's the main reason.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was surprised to see Simpsons on the list because I thought that was something I only thought of. I made them watch The Simpsons and Seinfeld to learn conversational English. I remember there was one thing I kept saying. There was one episode that was all about, the jig is up, the jig is up. I'm like, what does that mean? And they're like, we have no idea. And so trying to get them to work through what the jig is up meant was.
Did you have to repeatedly tell them, don't is not a word, don't say that, that's not going to work. Don't.
Unless you make a bonehead move, and then don't is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's how you can get in touch and tell us stuff. 925 says, thanks for addressing the traffic. I understand things being out of your control. I deal with it a lot at work. Mm. Thanks for being honest and awesome. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
Oh, I remember many times when my daughter was a newborn having to resist the impulse to shove her into my husband's arms the second he got home and run away. That's from an earlier segment where we talked about how
hard it is to take care of a kid at home by yourself, especially a baby.
Right.
You're just desperate for him to walk through the door and take it out of my arms.
707 says, saw Sarah at Michael Sourdough on Friday and got a little starstruck.
Oh, why didn't you say hi?
She's even more beautiful in person.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so gorgeous. Mm. Wow.
So you went to Michael's on Friday, huh?
Well, we had to go. We had some things to pick up in San Rafael. Had some stuff to do. A little Home Depot action.
Huh? Oh. Let's get Sam. Hey, John.
Let's go get some stuff at Home Depot.
And sandwiches.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your chance at $1,000. And I have some interesting stuff about the charts.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.